The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Every single Tuesday, we love to dive in and do a little bit of self-care. Now, of course, this coincides with Sun Awareness Week. We're making sure that you know all about SPF and how important it is to wear in your skin. Karina Tolan is this week's guest, and it's brilliant to invite her onto the show.
The Hub Self-Care
with Louise Clark
on iRadio.
I'm absolutely thrilled to be having a chat with Karina Tolan. Of course, you're a multi-award winning facialist and ultraceuticals expert advocate. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me here on iRadio. It's such a pleasure to have you and your knowledge coming onto the show to talk to us.
Thank you so much for having me, Louise. Always a pleasure. I love sharing and talking about my most passionate topic, which of course is skin and skin health.
Absolutely. Now, of course, there's so many different types of, I suppose, skincare routines we can have. But what if we were to actually pare it back and maybe, you know, really focus in on some of the skincare ingredients that we should start with? Because I know people who have 10-step routines, 17-step routines, you've got seven skin going on, all of that kind of stuff. But maybe if we were trying to maybe break it down into three steps, have you got any advice for people who want to maybe simplify it a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, the skin is really quite basic and skincare should also align with that. I think, you know, the beauty and skincare industry is massively hyped up. It's an incredibly noisy arena. And from a marketing perspective, many brands like to overcomplicate things. But that's not good for the skin. It's not good for the planet. It's not good for the budget. So I'm absolutely a fan of reeling it back in. We want to cleanse the skin, treat the skin, protect the skin. The skin's primary function is defense. So we want to nurture it, make it as healthy as possible. Everybody's goal should be skin health. And to remember, Louise, the skin is an organ. So when it comes to treating it and caring for it and doing performing treatments on it, etc., kind of say to yourself, would I do this to my lungs or would I do this to my kidneys? Yeah. The answer is no. Then you got to say that's a red flag. Why not? And then go from there.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I think we really do need to think about the fact that it is an organ and we need to take care of it, you know, and kind of be mindful of what we're putting on our skin, because there's so much information out there and so many ingredients that, you know, you kind of might try. And, you know, I always find, you know, people ask about retinol and, you know, they just don't educate themselves enough about actually using it, and that it's so important when you use it the night before that afterwards you really do need to use an SPF. So it's really, you know, it's great to people are taking care of their skin, but we really need to make sure that we're full of the knowledge as well. I know you've mentioned cleansing and to treat and moisturize and protect your skin as well. Can you break down maybe why each of those steps is so important, especially for younger skin, if somebody doesn't actually have any major skin problems just yet?
Yeah, well, you know, the skin is the organ that you wear. So cleaning your skin is important. But what I would say to you is let your skin tell you. Always listen to your skin. If you're using a particular cleanser and you feel afterwards your skin is tight, dry, irritated, well, you need to look into that further. So yes, it's important that you do clean your skin because it's exposed to so many pollutants, free radicals, viruses, bacteria, but also just listen to your skin. If it feels good and looks good, that's your skin telling you that it's liking what you're doing. Yeah. And then when it comes to treating, it just depends what it is. You know, if you are just optimum skin health, well, then you want to make sure that you are protecting your skin from UV damage. You want to make sure that your skin is incredibly healthy, that you're not sensitizing your skin or compromising the skin barrier. But if there is something that you're particularly targeting, like maybe potentially you could be targeting aging, accelerated aging, dullness, or even pigmentation, well, then you're going to need to look at ingredients like antioxidants, AHAs, and indeed including a retinoid or a vitamin A or a member of the vitamin A family into your skin. Vitamin A is the most important molecule for healthy skin, because if you wish, imagine your skin to be an army. It is the chief commander. Now, the reason why vitamin A in our skincare is because vitamin A is incredibly light sensitive. So our eyes, and the word retina in our eyes comes from retinoid as well. Our skin is being exposed to light. So the vitamin A in our skin, unlike our kidneys and our lungs, which is protected, the vitamin A has been destroyed in our skin. So if you imagine our skin to be an army and our chief commander is always under attack. So that's why we love to use a retinoid in our skincare, because we're replenishing that vitamin A into our skin and making sure our skin is vitamin A rich. And once our skin is vitamin A rich, well, then all commandments in the army, all soldiers perform their duties correctly, etc. cetera, et cetera. So it just depends what it is that you're targeting. And that's why SPF is so important as well, not just to prevent accelerated aging and burning of the skin, obviously, but yeah, it's also stopping the vitamin A in our skin being destroyed, which is really, really important also.
That's brilliant. And it's such a great way of showing us about, you know, the chief commander in the army. I love that analogy. It's brilliant to remember. Obviously, you know, something that I wish I knew sooner about when I was in my 20s or even earlier is SPF. It feels like a bit of a buzzword sometimes, but some people skip it because they might say, oh, it clogs my pores. You know, I wake up with breakouts, all of this kind of stuff. But it's something that I really wish I started doing way, way before. I think I probably only really started taking it seriously in the last 5 years. What advice have you got for people who, you know, maybe don't have SPF in their routine and they're, you know, we really should, you know, it's something we really should, even if it's cloudy, even if we don't get that much sunshine in Ireland. What advice can you give people to maybe motivate them to use SPF?
Well, you know, SPF is I like to almost separate it from skincare because I imagine it to be like the umbrella of skincare. It's functional. Mm-hmm. And I say that because if you just think if you buy an SPF and apply it every morning that you've got the skin cancer prevention boxed off, that's not true, because it's so important, A, application, reapplication, because literally stepping out in the sun starts to turn your SPF off. This SPF oxidizes. So it's so important that we're reapplying our SPF. And then I want my clients to make responsible decisions, like maybe scheduling a round of golf outside of sunset, or, you know, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on, or maybe 7 o'clock in the morning before high sun, things like that. Just sit on the less sunny side of the street, wear the hat. That's so important because hats don't oxidize and hats don't cost anything. Obviously, you have to buy it initially, but you can re-wear a hat every time. Do you understand what I mean? SPF can be expensive. Also, you know, don't buy a car with a sunroof or keep the sunroof closed. Things like that are so important. But most important, Louise, is awareness. It's so important that you're checking your skin, you're checking for changes, but you're also checking each other's skin because we can't see our backs. So checking your parents' skin. I go around schools talking to TY students about this subject, checking each other's skin, checking your parents' skin, you know, on their scalp, things like that, any kind of changes, and getting them checked, because early detection for skin cancer is so, so important. So then when it comes to skincare, again, I often say you may need to kiss a few frogs before you find your prince. The most important thing, as I said in the beginning of our conversation, is that you listen to your skin. If you are waking up with breakouts, etc., that's not the SPF for you. SPFs are there to perform a job. They're SPF rated from the FDA. They're there to protect your skin from sun. So your skin may not like the chemicals within them. So you must find one that you love. I adore the Ultraceuticals SPFs. I think Ultraceuticals being a skincare line made in Australia, they really have their SPF ace. Yes. Beautiful range, great price point, very generously packaged. There's no point in buying one that you love and it's gone in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Because remember, we're trying to reapply this and we're trying to cover every area right into our hairline and back of our ears, etc., back of our neck. Our skin doesn't stop at our chin, you know, when it comes to protecting it from light and from sun damage. So all those things, you know, are to take into account. You know, I only did a video yesterday on my socials about the kids now. The weather's so good right now that the teachers are taking them outside, or maybe they're going to a school tour or going off to do athletics. And you may not even, you leave that morning, give them a packed lunch, but pack that SPF in there as well and tell them if they're suddenly brought outside to do a subject, just to put the SPF on. And the Bahama Skin SPF is a great one because it's a lovely portable little, it's almost like a little tablet. You wind it up, you put it on, there's no white cast, the kids love it, and then they can wind it back down and throw it back in their school bag. That's all really important when it comes to SPF as well.
That's brilliant. Really, really good advice. Lots of young people deal with sensitive skin from time to time. What's your advice for spotting the signs of sensitivity, and how can we maybe tweak our routine without overcomplicating things?
Again, going back to overusing AHAs, etc., you know, sometimes I think people think if they get a little pimple that they're going to blast it with alpha hydroxy acids, etc., and that's going to ultimately compromise already a weakened and compromised skin that's currently in a healing stage. So we don't want to target treat like that and then overall all sensitize the skin. You know, we want to make sure that the skin is healthy and robust. And the cornerstone for healthy skin is a robust skin barrier. So I would say don't overuse, particularly not single-use ingredients. You know, you don't want to reach for a niacinamide in one bottle, an AHA in another bottle, a hyaluronic acid in another bottle. Work with a skincare advisor. This is not an arena you want to wing it in. You know, work with a skincare professional like myself, and work out what it is that you want, what your goals are, curate a skincare plan for skin health and work with that. And it should be minimalistic. You know, my clients say to me the whole time, Louise, when they start working with me, they've never spent less on skincare. It's before coming to me because they're literally winging it, buying everything, firefighting, trying to problem solve. And they end up with all these products and they don't know how to use them, when to use them. And like I said, not good for the budget, the skin, or the planet.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. You've said, more about using the right products consistently. And I think that's, one of the overall things of this conversation. And rather than using loads of different ones, like you said, when you get the right advice and you start a simple routine, how long should someone stick with a routine before actually expecting to see some changes?
Oh, you should see your skin start to thank you almost straight away. Ultraceuticals do an Orbior 90-day program where after 30 days, you will already see signs of the barrier strengthening. After 30 to 60 days, you'll see concerns addressed. So like pigmentation starting to reduce, etc. And then to refine and optimize those results happens in the 60 to 90 day stage. So you should start to see changes. If these are the right products for you, you should start to see changes straight away, even just to include an antioxidant in your skincare. Antioxidants stop free radicals attacking our skin. So basically, when you peel an avocado and you put it on the counter, dull and grey, that's the avocado oxidizing. And you and I, that's happening to us all the time. But if we have antioxidants in our skincare, which your skincare routine should have, well, then it's like you're going around wearing your banana or avocado skin, and your skin is not being dull and oxidized and degrading, if you wish. Okay. So once you start to include an antioxidant alone, and vitamin C is not the only, it doesn't get exclusivity on antioxidants, but it is a very commonly known antioxidant. Once you start to use antioxidants, within 48 hours, you'll see a change in your skin. I work with a lot of gentlemen, and particularly men. I don't know if it's because they're outside more or they're not really looking after the skin potentially as much as women. The moment I apply antioxidants, sometimes I'm actually even jealous. I'm like, 48 hours later, their skin has changed color. I'm like, oh my God, if only everybody responded so fast. So a really good retinoid, vitamin C, antioxidant. Again, you really want to work with someone who's guiding you specifically, because we're not all the same. But yeah, so within days, you'll see if it's the right product for you, you'll see positive changes within days.
That's amazing. Karina, thank you so much for all of your advice. I mean, you're a fountain of knowledge. It'd be so lovely to get you back on the show again. But if people want to maybe check out, all of the resources with Ultraceuticals, or they want, to check out what might be right for their skin, or how they can pair it all back to a 3-step routine and just to get it right the first time around, where's the best place to go to find out all the resources?
Well, you can reach out to me, look up at an ultraceutical clinic in your area, schedule an appointment. We do virtual skin consultations. I only had a consultation with a girl in Portugal the other night. From anywhere, reach out virtually. I do all my consultations virtually. And quite honestly, Louise, that's where I get the best results, because the person's at home, they're relaxed, not stressed out trying to find parking. And, they would send in photographs of their skin, tell me their concerns, and we would sit then and speak and create that plan together. It would probably be holistic. We'd take in lifestyle and diet into account as well, because the gut massively influences the skin. But yeah, look up a skincare professional who you trust. Look at reviews, Louise. Reviews are so important. If there's a lot of good things being said about the clinic or the skin therapist, well, then maybe check them out and book a consultation and start your skincare plan today. You know that quote, when's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. When's the second best time? Today. The same thing.
Yeah,
it's the skin.
Oh, I love that. Karina, thank you so much. I really enjoyed that chat. And I'm sure our listeners have as well. And if anybody wants to find you online, if they want to check out all of your recent videos and everything, where is the best place to go to find out all about you?
You'll find me on Instagram at Karina_ Monica Tolan Beauty, or at TikTok Master Skin Genius, which Dr. Des Fernandez has referred to me as, not myself, but I said I'd use it anyway. So Master Skin Genius on TikTok.
Well, I would well believe it after having our chat. I mean, I'd love to get you back on again, maybe to answer some of our listeners' concerns. But listen, have a fabulous time on your little trip. And I really appreciate you coming on to have a chat to us. Thank you.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.